course, we're living through a three-state debate in this three-state water thing with Apalachicola River through Georgia, Florida, and Alabama's continuing court saga. It's been going on, I don't know, 20-plus years at this point. Where do you see this thing going, and what's the latest on that? Can you tell us anything, prognosticate that a little bit for us?
You know, I'll do my best. I hate that we're spending money on lawyers instead of solutions. The governor of Georgia has reached out to Florida to attempt to set up a parallel negotiation to the lawsuit, which I think would be much more productive than the lawsuit. The lawsuit, I think, served to get everyone's attention and focus the regulatory and the science community that on the real harm that was being done to Florida as a result of inadequate flows coming from Georgia. But that's a very slow, expensive, and not terribly productive venue. But if it creates an environment that forces people to the table and will result in meaningful negotiations and a settlement that will restore some of the traditional flow to Apalachicola Bay, along with some other measures to help that bay restore itself, you know, putting shelling activities, the movement of oysters to seed other areas of that bay. We're moving forward aggressively with more intensive aquaculture, where we have what are called water column leases, where the oysters are not simply on the seabed, but they're artificially grown the entire height of the water column. We've moved forward with a number of leases on that to see if that will help us accelerate the recovery of the species in that bay, and in doing so, hopefully save the economy of a county that's in a free fall because the health of Apalachicola Bay is in a free fall.
You know, and a lot of folks seem to want to couch it as simply an oysterman versus Georgia and Alabama, but it's really more than that. I mean, it's Florida water, too, and you look at the Gulf of Mexico as a seafood hatchery for all Americans and beyond even. It's a lot bigger than just some oystermen in Apalachicola, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, the politics of pitting one group of people against another is never particularly productive anyway. Apalachicola Bay is an extraordinary ecosystem. It's a nursery habitat not only for the shellfish, but also for finfish, and it's an extraordinary recreational and commercial fishery, and a destination for tourists who want to get off the beaten path and get a glimpse of old Florida. So there are a lot of reasons to want to restore Apalachicola Bay. Florida was blessed to have been substantially protected from the worst of the effects of the oil spill, but there certainly were impacts on us, including in that area. And so as funds become available as part of the settlement for that, we need to make sure that they're wisely spent and invested back into the fishery, back into the resource, so that the habitat is stronger than ever and will be sustainable for generations.